Okay, today is Daf Pei Dalet. We're actually on the top of Pei Dalet by Eisvei. And today's shiur will learn for Le'ilu Nishmas, Mordechai Chaim ben David Halevi, Shama Shrav and Aliyah, and for Fush Lema for Shimon Tzvi ben Peril. Okay, so yesterday we ended off a machlokes. When a woman says, I am not going to have anything to do with anybody, she's a pretty statement like that. No brios, no human beings. Is the husband included or not? Right, that's a focus about that. Right? So, Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked the kasha to Rav Nachman. Rava said, Rav Nachman said that a husband is not included in brios. Not included. So the question over there was, Rav Nachman said they got divorced. But it's not included. A husband's not considered part of the category of brios.
Yeah.
But not what we learned in a Mishnah. This is coming up, this Mishnah. Netula ani min hayehudim. If a woman says, I hereby withdraw myself from all people, all Jews, yafar chelko, the husband should be made for him. He's also a Jew. He should be made for his portion. Utei misham shaso, and they can have tashmin. They can be together, right? Right. Now, utei netulim and ayehudim, and she's withdrawn from the rest of the world, from the rest of the Jews. She can't have anything to do with them. Now, one second. V'ya marta ba'alav b'klal brios hu. And if the husband's not included anyway, then nidre inui nefesh hein. Then it's an inui nefesh. Okay? And if it's inui, in other words, what are we saying? If the husband's not included, right?
It's not
Beinol Beinol. So what is it? It's inui nefesh. So we know that when it's inui nefesh, he doesn't just make it for himself. He made it for others also. Therefore, nidri inu nefeshein v'yafalala olam. It should be made for everybody and forever. Why only him? That's the kasha. That's Rava's kasha on Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answers back, Eimulach, I'll tell you the answer. Shaini hacha. No, it's different over here. Different over where? Because, I'll tell you what, over here, in this case of Netula anim and Yehudim, it's different. You know why? The mucha chamilsa, the al hetera kaasra nafsha. It's clear that she's answering herself from something that's mutter. In other words, however, we'll explain what that means in a minute. However, when she says, I don't want to have anything to do with brios, it could be the husband's not included.
That last line, I was the other way around.
So what does that mean? What does that mean that...
What
can
she get from everybody else is everything except
Tashmish. Right. So the Gemara, we'll read around in a second. When she says, Netula anim and Yehudim, what does she mean by that? Does she mean I'm not gonna go to have coffee by my neighbor? That's not what she means. What she means is Tashmish. Why does she mean that?
But she never went from that.
Exactly. So what does she mean? She only meant my husband.
Yeah.
Therefore, the husband's made for himself. Nothing to do with anybody else. Anyway, they're all lost to her. Only means the husband. However, when she in our Mishnah, when she says, I'm not going to marry anything to do with brios, that could even mean having coffee. So there's a machlokes. Is the husband included in that? Rabbi Nachman said no, and Rabbi said yeah.
What's the operative word?
What?
What's the operative word?
What do you mean?
What?
So let's look at the Ran. The Ran of Shiny Hacha, the Mugacha Milsa, the Hetera Ka'asra Nafsha. You see it? Shiny Hacha. It's like almost in the middle of a line. I don't know, like 7-8 lines when the lines are wide. The lines get the widest lines. You see it? What? So it says Shiny Hacha. So, la'olam ba'alma la'bachal briosu. Really, a husband's not included in brios. So when she makes an ad, they're not going to have anything to do with anybody, husband's not included. Aye. How come over here, when she said the tulanim and a yehudim, the husband's only made for himself, Avahacha kishoseres olea hanos tashmish, because she's ushering tashmish. Vomeres. Huh?
From her life, where did you see that?
Because it's a. I'll tell you why. So the mafarshim explained. Because it's a funny lashon netula and even a yehudim. Why didn't she just say nene like a normal case? Konem yehudim olai.
So that means
right.
So then it's only the husband.
Exactly. Because they're already also to her. Only the husband. Exactly the point. Therefore, when she says that statement, the only one who has anything to do with it is the husband. Because she didn't add anything to the rest of the world. Only the husband. V'omeres netula anim and yehudim. Al karchach, al kein, da'ata hihu, shehe baal b'chlal isura, de'etera ka'asra nafsha. Once upon a time, the husband was mutter to her, and then making this neder, she asked him. Hilka, de'isura, lamali l'mesar. Why is she asking the rest of the world? Kfar asura v'omedes. They're already asura to her. Right? Given the last lay of Tera Ella Batashish by law, the only person she's have a lot of relations with is her husband, Al Kain, Iker Nadra Hu, Laesar Hanas Tashvisho. The whole nether is all, it sounds like it's broad nether. I'm not going to have anything to do with any Jew in the world. It only means her husband. Hilga Hacha Vade Al Karchach Baal Bechlal Briosu. So Baal is included in Brios over there. Over here, who said? Here means coffee. I'm not going to have coffee, I'm not going to go to the park with them, I'm not going to have anything to do with anybody, I'm not going to have food from them. So is the husband included in that or not? That's the machlokas, a rough and of Nachman.
So this is definitely not in the Nefesh, this is in the Ben-Ben-Ben-Ah.
Correct.
That's why it's all in the way.
Exactly. Okay. That was, okay, fine. Next. Then we said, if she makes a neder like that, right? If she makes a neder like that, and she's not going to have anything to do with anybody, Yechola, where am I? Velo Katani, here. Yechola Leonis Belekat Shechapeya. She could still have Lekat Shechapeya. Why could she have Lekat Shechapeya? She made a neder, she's not going to have anything to do with anybody. Because it's Hefker. So it doesn't belong to anybody. Right? However, there's until we had a machlokas, and what about the husband? Can the husband support her? That we had a machlokas about. Okay? So again, she can go to Lechet Shechem Peah. Why? Because it's Hefker. What about Maisel Oni? It's also for Tzedakah. What about that? The Mishnah mentioned that. The Mishnah mentioned Maisel Oni. So the Gemara says, V'lo Katani, Maisel Oni. We didn't mention Maisel Oni. Why not? As a matter of fact, V'otanya B'Braisa, there's a Braisa that said, Maisel Oni. She can also have Maisel Oni. Right? What? One minute. So one Bryce has said Maiserani. Our mission did not mention Maiserani.
Yeah.
What's going on? So there's a whole complicated Gemara now. Ready? Amr of Yosef lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer. The Bryce that said, yes, Maiserani, is Rabbi Eliezer. Ha, Rabbanon. And our Mishnah that did not mention Maiserani is the Rabbanon. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Demai. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's Demai? One second, we'll just say the line. Ein Adam Tzarech Likros Shem al Maiserani Shel Demai. You don't have to even mention Maiserani for Demai. What does that mean? What's Demai? Demai is you acquire produce from an Am Haaretz, and you're not sure if he gave off Truma or Maisa or not. So the truth is, Truma we say, everybody gives. The Amoratzim give Truma. Why? Two reasons. Number one, this car is involved. So that's scary. And number two, one kernel's poked through the whole thing, Minotaur. So that's easy. So Truma's not an issue. What's the issue? Maisa Rishon and Maisa Shani. Now, Maisa Shani, you keep yourself. Maaser Rishon has to go to a lady. But does Maaser Rishon have any Kedusha? No. So the halacha is, you machrish it, but you don't have to give it to anybody. Why not? Because I'm Motzi Mechaber Olav Araya. The lady wants it, let him prove he didn't get it. But you don't have to give it to anybody. You can keep it. The only time it only applies is the Trumas Meiser. But that has to be given now, what a lady has to give to a Kohen. That already, that's Truma, that's scary. That's the only time the Meiser really applies. By Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Shani, you're keeping yourself. Right?
You have to
keep it in Shalai. You have to redeem it and pay money. 100%. What about Meiser Oni? Does Meiser Oni have the same status as Meiser Rishon in terms of this being Mafreshit? That's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Adam Tzarech Likros Shame on Meiser Oni Shel Demai. You don't even have to separate it. You don't even have to say anything. Why not? So the Ran says in the bottom, Halokeach Me'ama Aretz, the bottom line of the Ran, Halokeach Me'ama Aretz, if somebody buys produce from an Ama Aretz, Tzarech La'Ather, the Litrom, you have to give up Meiser, Truma, Truma's Meiser, Venos Nolokoin. That you have to actually give to a Kohen. What about Meiser Rishon? Gufa? Ma'akvo La'atzmo? Achashef Risho? You separate it, but then you keep it. Why? Shari Mutu L'Zarif. Because the Zar is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. And by the way, Famotzi Mechavera Oliver Raya. You want, the Levi wants the Meiser Rishon? He has to prove he's entitled to it.
I don't know.
Why?
You know that
he did. No, you know, it's a Safek.
What's that?
It's
a suffix
buying. It's a suffix. The buyer is a good guy. The seller is an Amaretz.
Correct.
So it's a suffix if the seller gave off Meiser. Now one lady knocks on the door. By the way, I want that Meiser. Who are you? Right? I'm a lady. Shkoyach. Maybe he gave it to a different lady. Right. It's a suffix. We don't know. So Hamotzi Mechavir all over Raya. Shalohi Frishra Amaretz. You have to prove the Amaretz didn't do it. You don't know. Aval Meiser Oni. What about Meiser Oni? Ein Sarach Lahafers. You don't even have to separate it. By the way, so what's going on with Meiser Rishon? It's a game. It's because it's going through motions. You're separating it, but you can keep it. What about Meiser Oni? You don't have to bother. Meiser Oni, the Svir Leil Rebbe Eliezer, the Afilu Vadai Shalohi Frishra Menakri Ein Atovel. She ochel b'misa hilkach ein mafrisho misafek. The halach is tevel. What's tevel? Trumas and maizes were not given. What's the halach if you eat tevel? The halach if you eat tevel is you get misa b'dei shemayim. Yeah. Why? So there's a machlokas why. Some say because there's truma in there. Right? It's true mixed in. True mixed in. Here, there's no true mixed in. Here, you gave true much. How did you give? So therefore what? It's still Tevel. Why? Because Tevel means until you give everything you have to give. Doesn't have nothing to do with Truma. That's what seems to be learning here. It has nothing to do with Truma. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say? That, even if you vadai didn't give off Meiser Oni, we know as a fact the guy told I didn't give Meiser Oni. I'm selling it to you, the buyer. Does he have to then be mafresh Meiser Oni? No, it doesn't become tevel that if you eat it you get misa. Says the Ran, hilchos ein mafresho misafek. You don't have to be mafresh it. Okay. Next line of the Gemara. I'm on the first word of Amud Beis now. V'chachamim omrim. Kore shame. Now you have to at least designate it, but the ain tzarech lafrisho. But you don't have to actually separate it. What do you say? Look at the Ran, the next Ran. The im vadai lo hifrisho. If the person, the seller, wasn't mafreshit, have tevel. Then it's tevel. The heya ochel min hakri b'misa. And if you eat that without being mafresh, trumas and maestros, you get misa for that. Even though everything was given, the only thing left is Meiser Oni. So what? It's still vital. Hilkach, mafrisho misafek, desteko tovel. It's a suffek if it's still tevel. Now, we didn't finish answering the question. We said, the question was, not the question, the Gemara said, our Mishnah didn't mention Meiser Oni. But a Braisa did mention Maiserani. What's going on? The Braisa that mentioned Maiserani holds like Rabbi Eliezer, who said what? Who said that Maiserani, you don't even have to be Mafreshet. And our Mishnah, who didn't mention Maiserani, hold the Chachamim, who hold what? That Maiserani could be is Tevel. Until you give Maiserani, it's still Tevel. How does it answer the question? We didn't get there yet. That was step one. Now keep on going. My love, isn't it obvious? Lamanda Amar Sveiko Tovel. If you hold that a Misafik, it's Tevel. Who said that? The Rabbanon, right? Kasavar Isle Tovas Hana. Since it's Tevel, there's Tovas Hana here. What's Tovas Hana? Tovas Hana is you're not allowed to pay to receive Trumas and Maizvahs. The recipient is not allowed to pay Trumas and pay to receive. You got to give Trumas and Maizvahs anyway. Give it to me. Here's $5. You're not allowed to do that. But I can do that for you. I can do that. Someone can do it for someone else. My son-in-law is a Kohen. Right? My daughter married a Kohen. I can go to a guy, rich man, can give a lot of Truma, and I can say, you got to give Truma anyway. Anyway, you have to give it. You're good. You're a God-fearing Jew. You keep the mitzvahs. You're going to give it to my son-in-law. Right? Here's $100. Give him $10,000 worth of Truma. That you're allowed to do. That's mutter. And the guy's allowed to accept it. He can't accept it from the Kohen himself. What? It is. But you're a mitzvoter. As long as it's not the recipient himself. So I can do it for my son-in-law. My son-in-law can't do it for himself.
I didn't hear the last sentence. You said you can't do what?
You can't do it yourself. You can't walk over to a guy, listen, I'm a Kohen. His money, that you're not allowed to do. But I can do it, you can do it for someone else. Right. That's called Tovas Hana. It's called Tovas Hana. It's built into the system. You're allowed to get Tovas Hana. You see from here that Tovas Hana is tied in to whether or not something is Tevel. Right? If it's Tevel, there's Tovas Hana. If there's no Tevel, there's no Tovas Hana. So now the Chachamim held, it's Tevel. The Chachamim held, until you give Maiserani, it's Tevel. So I can go over to you, and I say, listen, my neighbor's really, really in bad times. Give him the Maiserani. Here's a few dollars. I can do that. That would work. If you Rabbi Eliezer, what are you doing? There's no Tevel here. I don't have to even be mafresh at nothing. It's nothing. Right? It's all suffix anyway. The whole thing is a suffix if you gave up to the Maiserani. It's a suffix. Right? So my lav, aren't we talking about the Sveiko Tovel? It's a suffix now if it's Tevel. Right? Lamandar Maseiko Tovel. If you hold that it be suffix, it's Tevel. That the Chacham said that. So Kosavar Islay Tovas Hana. There is Tovas Hana. The Kivon, the Islay Tovas Hana. Since this Tovas Hana, Lo Mahanya. She can't be neder from Maiserani. So when we said she made a neder, she's not going to have anything to do with anyone in the world. What could she have? Like a chicken peya. Why? It's hefker. What are Maiserani? It's not hefker. It has value. It's worth something. And what's it worth? It's worth the $5 somebody will give to give the what? It's Tovas Hana. It has value. So it's not hefker. If it's not hefker, she can't get it. That's why our Mishnah left it out. You hear? Ulamanda Amar ain't a Koreshim, but if you hold that there's no Koreshim, it's nothing. A suffix by Sirani is mamish nothing. It doesn't get off the ground. It's nothing. So can I walk over to a guy who bought wheat? He bought produce. Me suffix. It's a suffix. By the way, do me a favor. I'll give you a few dollars. Give my Sirani to my neighbor. I'm not giving my son to anybody. It's what you want for me. Right? I'm not doing that. I don't have to. If you hold up Rabbi Eliezer, right, the Maiser Oni is no different than like a Chechampeya. No different. Right? Kosavar, Sveiko Eina Tovel. It's not Tevel. The Chal Sveiko Eina Tovel, Lesle Tovas Hana. There's no Tovas Hana. Therefore, Vishari Le Las Nuye, she can get it. That's why the price have put it on the list. Since there's no Tovas Hana, so what the Gemara just did was, the Gemara said that it has no value. Why does it have no value? Because you can't, Anyway, Truma never has value. The next Mishnah is going to talk about, if someone makes a neder, I'm not eating anything from real produce. So can she eat the Truma portion? We'll get next to that. It doesn't have value. Okay, they came up with this thing called Tovus Hanah. Tovus Hanah is not value, it's not dollar for dollar. Right? What's Tovus Hanah? I guess, what's the going rate of Tovus Hanah? I guess whatever someone's willing to pay. Right? Whatever someone's willing to pay for it. That's the going rate. It's not dollar for dollar. It's far less. But it's something. It's something. Right? It's something. It's worth something. So, but if there's no Tovus Hanah, David, there's no Tovus Hanah. What does it mean there's no Tovus Hanah? Nobody, you can't pay for that. Do me a favor, here's a few dollars, give the maaser onei to my neighbor. There's no such thing. It's not going to happen. Therefore, it's like hefker. Now the maaser onei is still going to be given. It's still going to be given the maaser onei something. It's still going to be given. So you know what? It's like a chicken paya. It's hefker. Everyone got that? The Ron, this gigantic Ron, goes through the, we're not going to read it, and it goes through the whole process, how it flows out of psukim, whole, how you get that. Number one, the first thing we did was whether or not you have to be mafresh maaser onei. That led into, if yes or no, whether or not it's tevel. That led into Tovus Hanah. Each one builds on the other one.
Every maaser onei.
Yeah.
Maaser onei is it's to one person.
Right.
One onei.
Right.
Absolved of anybody else. If it's hefker, then every onion in the world can come in.
Yeah, but you only have to give a certain amount. It's not endless.
But as much as he had.
Whatever the maaser onei is. 10%, whatever it is.
Like the chicken will pay 20 on hand. 20 people can go in and get it.
Right.
Right.
Same thing over here.
Maaser onei, only one person.
The truth is, you're asking a good question. We said that yesterday. We're going to say it again today. You'll see it's a difference where the maaser onei is being given. If you come to the door, or if I leave it out in the field. We'll see that in a few minutes. So that's how the first man to armor here, who's this? Rabbi Yosef, answers the stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah. And the Mishnah doesn't mention maaser onei. Why not? Because maaser onei has Tovus Hanah. And if maaser onei has Tovus Hanah, because it's tevel, because you have to be mafresh it, therefore it's not hefker. Therefore it's not on the list. The Braisa, there is no Tovus Hanah. Since there's no Tovus Hanah, it's not Tevel, and it's not Tevel, you don't see Mavrish, and therefore it's like Hefker. Good? Okay, good. That's one pshat. Amalei Abaya, no. I disagree with you. The Kulayama Seiko Tovel. Everybody holds. Everybody would agree that there's a suffix of Tevel, that Maaser Onei is a suffix of tevel. Everybody would agree to that. And therefore, you must be mafreshit. There is Tovus Hanah, and if you eat it, there's a suffix of kares. Everyone agrees to that. So why, what's the argument about? Right? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanah Bahachim Ifuki, to argue in the following vart. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Lo Nech should do Ame Ha'aretz Al Maaser Onei. People were not suspicious of not giving Maaser Onei. There's no suffix. There's no suffix. What was the issue? Maaser Rishon. Why don't Amratzim give Maaser Rishon? Because they don't know the halacha? All of a sudden, they never heard of that halacha. Everything else they heard of except for that. You know why? Because it hurts your pocketbook. It hurts your pocketbook. So they don't have the strength to do a mitzvah that's expensive. Right? Some mitzvahs are cheap and some mitzvahs are expensive. It's an expensive one. They don't have the strength to do it. So they hide behind the Amratzim. Right? That's a true Magadola. One quarter, I'll give that. 10%? I'm not that from. I'm an Amoritz. I'm not doing it. Right? Or is it a suffix if we're going to do it? It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Says the Rabbaya, Maaser Onei, same story? Same story? Then Maaser Rishon, yeah. Maaser Shani, yeah. Well, even though you have to keep it, it's a slap it to Yerushalayim. That's a big tircha. Or, if you have to redeem it, it costs 20% more. It's a big tircha. So when it comes to spending a lot of money, everybody becomes a big amaris, doesn't do it. Right? What about Maaser Onei? Do people not give Maaser Onei? That's what they're arguing about. Why? Because Abaya said, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Lo Nech Shdu Ame Ha'aretz Al Maaser Onei. There is no suspicion about Maaser Ani. Why not? Kivan de ilu maskir nechase v'have ani v'shakale have a less lep seda. Because the guy thinks to himself, you know what? At the end of the day, if I maskir everything I own, which is probably worth more than the Maaser Ani, so it's a little bit of a far-fetched thing. A guy's going to be maskir everything he owns, and then chat the Maaser Ani. So he rationalizes in his head, it's not really, I'm not really giving anything away. I'll do that. He's the most loved Amharat. You hear? Therefore, everybody gave Maaser Ani, it's like Truma. Everybody gave it. There's no suffix. There's no suffix. Right? Therefore what? Since there's no suffix, this whole issue doesn't get off the ground. V'rabanan savri, therefore what? Therefore what, let's say now, can a woman who makes a neder get Maaser Ani? Why not?
Well, it depends. His possessions were hooked, is that
right? No, in other words, it's hefker, because everyone gives it.
That doesn't make it hefker.
What?
Everybody gives it, doesn't make it hefker.
So we'll get to that. But that's what we're saying now. Rabbanan Safri, the Rabbanan hold. No. Nechaseha lo mafker inish. No one's going to do that. No one's going to mafker all the nechasim. They're mirza, they're afraid. Dilma zachabu inish achwini. Someone else is going to, oh, I can't, I'm good, this guy was mafker his house. What a beautiful house. He was mafker his house to be stingy on the Maaser Ani. What a fool. I got his house now. So no one's going to do that. Therefore, hilkach nechshad. Therefore, people don't give Maaser Ani. And therefore what? What?
Back to square one.
We're back to square one. We have no way of explaining the stira. Rabbi Abaye didn't give his own explanation of how to explain the stira. He just said Rabbi Yosef's explanation is wrong. He didn't give his own explanation. Okay, you got that?
Yeah, so then it turns out that
no, so we don't have an answer. Why does the Mishnah not mention Maaser Ani and the Braisa, yes, mentions Maaser Ani? We don't have an answer. Rabbi Yosef gave a whole answer with Tovas Hana. Abaya said, no, nothing to do with all that. So we don't have an answer to explain Abaya, to explain the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Okay? Rava Amar, here's the answer. Kan Maaser Ani Hamischalek Pesach Abayas. Our Mishnah, which left it off the list, is talking about a man who gives Maaser Ani, he has to go knock on his door. You want Maaser Ani? Knock on his door. Who are you? He'll give you a faher. He'll talk to you. What's your story? That's the kind of Maaser Ani we're talking about. That, the Kshiva be Nesina. Because it says Maaser Ani is Nesina, you give it. Vinosata, la Levi, la Ger. Right? Mishum Hachi, Asr Le Las Nuye. Therefore, the wife can't get that. Why can't she get it? Because she made an edit from all people. So how she go knock on the door and go sit down and go try to win that Maaser Ani?
But it's not
Hefker. The owner is giving it to who he decides.
Right.
He's doing it to a discreet guy. You come knock on his door and you plead your case. And then he'll decide who's the most worthy. But you got to go to him. So she can't do that. She made an edder against everybody. She can't do that. Khan, in the Braitha, Maaser Ani HaMeschalek Pesach HaGranos. What does he do? He leaves it there. First come, first serve. Kivan the Ksiv Bey V'Hanachta B'Sharecha. Shari Leilas Nuye. So she also could be there. She also could come and wait online like everybody else. Right? Why? Because it's like Hefker. So when a woman makes a neder, I'm not gonna get support from anybody in the world. Putting aside the husband. We have the machlokas of the husband. So she, what did Mishnah say? Like a chicken payer. Why? Because it's Hefker. She's not gonna starve. She's like a Hefker. What about Maaser Ani? No. Depends. If you hold that he comes, you have to go to the door, she can't go. Why? She can't get enough from somebody. If he leaves it out there in the field for anybody, like it's Hefker, then she could go.
Basically, it's a matter of pleading.
What?
If you don't have to plead for it, it's not allowed to do it. If you don't have to plead for it, it's laying there, then it's Hefker.
Right. So if you want, we can read the round inside. We have a few minutes now, because we're going to finish in a minute. Duran says in the second widest line, Rava Amar. Rava asa leperuki masnisin ubraisa de lokashin. Rava comes along to explain that the Mishnah and the Braisa are not a stira. Why? Mishum de masnisin Maaser Ani hamischalek pesach habayis. The Mishnah is talking about Maaser Ani, you have to go to the house. The kiva de balabayis mechalko v'nasnu tovas and ashalo. He gives it on the goodness of his own heart. It's not mentioned Maiserani in the Mishnah. Why? It's usher to her. She can't go there. Why? She can't get enough from somebody. He leaves it there. Anybody who wants to come can come. And then the Ran just says, it's a free Rami. So the truth is, if you think about it, the Gemara said, well, some people you have to come to the house, because it says Vinasata, giving it over, and some people will leave it in the field. It says Zainicha Sham. What does it say? Vanachla Bisharecha. So which one is it? Which one is it? It goes with different types of people. So the social awkward people don't want to see anybody, so they leave it outside, and the fun people have them come to the house. No, which one is it? So it's a little bit of a stira. So the Duran says, "Tivinasata la Levi liyasa valmana." It says you give it, which is mashma. They have to come to the house. Uktivin, it says vanachta b'sharecha, you leave it there. So which one is it? So the Ran answers that the free answers can be mosachama, can be mosakashamim. It depends what season it is. In the summertime, so vachi prusho be mosachama manichu begorod. In the summertime, leave it out there. Nice weather, let them come. Ukishimagiyin, you know, mosakashamim bechalga b'soch beso. But you can't leave it out in the winter; it's going to get all ruined. It's not nice weather. Then bring it into the house. Let them come talk to you in the house. So that doesn't have to be on individual people, depends on the season. Very good. Okay? Whoa. Okay, next. Now, next, the Gemara said like this. The Mishnah said, if somebody says, Kahanim v'levim nen in li, yitlu, they can take it by force. If someone says, I'm not giving Kahanim tshuma, forget, I'm not doing it, I'm making an eder. So the Kohen is allowed to knock on your door with the goon squad and get the truma away from you. Right? Why? Because you made a chiyuv to give it. You're giving a neder not to give it. Right? They'll take it away from you. What about if you make a neder not giving it to this Kohen or to that Levi? Then you can't, nothing they can do about it. Give it to the other Kohen, other Levi. Now, if I make a neder, I'm not going to give it to any Kahanim. I hate Kahanim. I'm not giving it to any Kahanim. They're allowed to come, the goon squad can come and take it away from me. Don't I have a right to give it to any coin I want? And can I even accept money to give it to the coin, whoever will pay me? Tovas Hana? By you giving me Tovas Hana, I'll give it to the coin who you want me to give it to? Can I do that? Yes. So if the goon squad comes and takes my truma away, aren't they stealing? The truma they're entitled to, but aren't they depriving me of Tovas Hana? You hear that, Kasha? Aren't they doing that? I can make money off the truma. I made a neder, I will deal with the neder. But in the meantime, I made a neder. I can give whatever I want. I can even get money from this. But them coming and stealing it, not stealing it, they're taking it, they're stealing my Tovas Hana. What? Not to give any kahanim. Now, how am I going to deal with that? I'll deal with that. But at the end of the day, they're coming and taking away my Tovas Hana. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do you see from here? Tovas Hana ain't no mama. Tovas Hana is not money. Because if it was money, it'd be theft. Right? What?
Not money, what is it?
Yeah, what is it, right? Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's a good question. What is it? But it's not money. And now, Eim Sefa. What about the Sefa? The Sefa said, Kahanim Elu Levim Elu, Nen and Li, Yitlu Achemrim Avalhani Lo. But if I say that Kohen, or that lady, right, then what's the story? I can give you a different one. What about that one? Right? Alma, what do you see from here? Tovas Hanah Mamon. Tovas Hanah is Mamon. If Tovas Hanah wasn't Mamon, right, then I told that lady he can't come. Why can't he come with the goon squad? I'm a Levi. So you made Nedar against me. So what? It's against the Torah. Obviously, you hear this? What do you mean I'm singling out that Levi? That Levi I'm not giving. I'll give the other Levi, but him not. That Levi's a big shot. He's a strong arm. He comes with the boys. I want my Meister, Shady. I want my Meister. So what do you mean I'm a Nedar against you? You're not letting me make a Nedar against me. The Torah says you give it to the Levi. Here I am. Is he allowed to do that? No, he's not allowed to do that. Why not? Why can't he do that? Because he's stealing the Torah's Hanah. He's stealing the Torah's Hanah. I can give it to any Levi.
Who can't do that? The
Levi can't come with the goon squad and say, give me the Meister Ani. Give me the Meister. Why not? Because I made an Ender against him. I say, so what to be an Ender against me? So what? I'm a Levi and I'm entitled. Here I am. Give it to me. Right? Why can't he do that? Because he's stealing my Tovas Hana. He's not stealing my Meister. He's right. He's entitled. But he's stealing my Tovas Hana. So what do you see? Tovas Hana's Mammon. So which one is it? Is it Mammon or is it not Mammon? When I make an Ender against every Levi, then they're allowed to come with the goon squad. Why? Because Tovas Hana is not Mammon. Right? But if it's one Levi, he can't come. Why not? Obviously, Tovas Hana is Mammon. Now, is there another way to look at that? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara said, it's a stira.
The Gemara's trying to make it.
Right.
In this case, it won't.
Right. Right. So how does the Gemara answer it? Amar Roshia, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. We'll just read it now, and then tomorrow we'll go into it. Lo kasha. Ha, Rebbe. The Seifa is the opinion of Rebbe. Vaha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Resha is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya. Hagon if tivol shachaveiro. If I steal your tevel, v'achlo. And I eat it. So forget the courage issue. Forget that issue. Forget that issue. I steal all your tevel, eat it all. Now I have to pay you back. What do I pay you back? I stole 10 pounds of wheat. Do I pay back 10 pounds? But wait a minute. Truma, Maaser Risha, Maaser Shein. Do I have to pay you back that? Or not? Was it really yours or not? So, Hagonev, Tovlo, Shalchaveiro, Va'ochlo, and you eat it. Mishalim lo demei tovlo divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay the whole thing. Everything. Why? Because the truma and meiser was value to me. It was tovas hanah money. You ate that. You got to pay it back, right? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ainu mishalim el demei chulin shabo. You only have to pay back the chulin. Why? Because the rest of it didn't belong to you.
He's
so getting curries?
Yeah. No, he still has to take out from what he's getting back, he still has to take another percentage.
From who's getting back? From the victim?
The victim.
The victim's gonna get his stuff back.
No, he's gonna get part of it, he's gonna get just the whole of the
money. So does he have to give it again? But I don't, that's a good question.
That's a game changer.
That's a good question. So we're stopping here. We just look mamish in the middle of the sentence. But with the end of the daf, we're running out of time. Tomorrow, we'll go. I would venture to say that when we're done with this Gemara tomorrow, you won't have any kashas.
On this,
exactly. All right? Everybody have a very good day, and a good chaydesh, and Mordechai Chaim Ben David, Halevi, should have an aliyah, and here we go. Everyone have a very good day.